Hi, so my name's Declan Hadley. I'm the stuff lead for Lancashire and South Cumbria. The reason I use stuff, not formally normally, is because actually digital is just stuff. I'm hoping this technology is going to work. Oh, have we got the slides? Oh, there we go. So it's starting to feel a bit like Christmas. I've said that before at an AHSN event in Liverpool, where I carried a sign through the town, for those that remember. Got followed by some police officers, which was very exciting. So I believe in stories, and stories help us connect, and this is the theme. So I am going to really talk a great deal about digital, but old age is cruel, and I'm at that age now where I need glasses. But in my glasses case, just as a little prompt for the AHSN, I've been having a few other health issues, and I've got one of these, a LiveCore, which I believe the Innovation Agency have been kind of promoting for such a long time. I think this is fantastic. For any of you who don't know, it's bloody brilliant. And the reason I think it's bloody brilliant is because I've been using it, and suddenly it's become personal. It's become about me. And I think that is really what I want to convey to you today. This thing's bloody brilliant. Absolutely, well done, Liz. I will have to give it back to Eleanor, because it's Eleanor's. It's actually the Innovation Agency one. And you'll be pleased to know I've just tested Talib as well, so he's all right too. So the point is that technology has been around and it's been promoted, but it's only when people connect with it that it actually starts to make a difference. Like many people, I was asked to speak. I didn't really know what I was going to come up and speak about. So I did this slide and realised that this isn't the right slide. So I apologise. But it's still a good slide because it actually illustrates a point to me. Others of you know, when I get up and talk, I've talked about my mum because it's nearly Christmas. One of her Christmas presents arrived. So don't tell her. But it's a little device. It's like a Hive, but it's from China and only costs £20. But what it allows her to do, she's got a really bad eye problem, and I've been slowly but surely introducing technology. So not last Christmas before, she got an Alexa, which she loves because she can't read the same as she used to. She can ask, read the audio books. But she's got a new boiler and she got this remote control thing. It doesn't have a thing on the wall. And I said to her, how does that work? She says, well, I keep losing the bloody remote. And I said, I can't see it anyway. So I said, well, why don't you get one of these little £20 boxes and we can put it on the wall and you can just say, Alexa, turn the heating up. And she went, oh, could that be brilliant, that. Again, it's become very personal. It's become all about the person and the customization of the technology. I'm a real geek, as people all know. And I'm so pleased that somebody's putting a kind of innovation lab or a hack place here, because I think what I really want to encourage is our workforce and our public to get creative about solutions. The technology out there is phenomenal, but actually it's very accessible, so we need to make it really easy for people to innovate. So this slide, just come back to it, you learn. Although I might say things, I quite often forget, you default to type. We were talking about population health. I thought, well, that's what we must be talking about today. And this was a slide that I did for Eleanor a while ago and others about how we might go about population health. Quickly, I've realised this won't work. The technology might work, but actually the people element of it won't work. So I just put that in there and left it in there, just in case I had actually got it wrong and I wasn't speaking about something else today. So we've been working in Lancashire and South Cumbria. I walk around, sorry, and it's not exactly designed for walking around, so I'll try not to trip over. We've designed a strategy, and this is, I think, is a bit of a milestone for Lancashire and South Cumbria, because all the partners have been actively engaged. There's only about 4 or 5 pages in it, it's hardly anything, but it's the point where people came together and the words that were chosen. And there are 5 themes, and they match the national theme, so somebody at the centre's got it right too, he says confidently. The whole emphasis of our strategy is around empowering people. If we can make it personal and we can get people engaged, there's a bit of research that I keep drawing on around patient activation level. For every 1 point increase in our patient activation, our level of understanding about our health and well-being, there is a consequent 2% drop in healthcare utilisation. So possibly it could be the best investment we ever make. Is about enabling people to be more active and more in control And I know that many of you in the room are actively engaged in this process. So this strategy, there are two axes to this strategy, this one and that one. This one is undoubtedly the most important. So we're going to empower people, we're going to support our front line. And I've got some things that I'll tell you about that we're doing that. And we're going to do those two things to create the future, because the future will be co-created with our partners and the public, and perhaps more by the public if we get it right. But to deliver that, we need to integrate the systems. Now, George talked about some fundamental elements. We've got those fundamental elements in Lancashire and South Cumbria. We've got a health information exchange. We've got a super duper network. We've got high levels of collaboration. Really what we're going to be doing is working on how we come together. So we've set out some design principles. How are we going to measure ourselves? How are we going to know we're working? How are we going to keep reminding you, Declan, that just doing a diagram doesn't actually cut it? You need to get out there and talk to people. How do we come back to these things? So we've set these design principles. These are the overarching ones. And each of the themes have a set of measures that will define our success. We're going to really use patient stories. We've spent the last 3 to 6 months going out there, capturing lots and lots of different perspectives. Perspectives of the patients, the people, the public. We've had a van going around all the supermarkets in the region, and it's been some phenomenal feedback, and things that you never really thought were going to be important to people are important. And we need to find a way of connecting to that. We're going to look at the perspective of the staff, the workforce, the front line. In Lancashire and South Cumbria, our biggest issue, although it's a big issue, our biggest issue isn't finance, although that is a big issue. Our biggest issue is people, getting the right kind of people, getting enough people into our services. There was a story on the news this morning about Blackpool and cancer waiting times. The reason behind it, or the reason given, was because of the lack of radiologists. That's our challenge, not the funding. Although we do have some work to do in that space. So we're going to use these stories. We've come up with 21 themes, which is an awful lot to go at. But actually, I don't think it's enough. I think our plans are okay, and they're a major step forward in terms of us working together, but they're not ambitious enough. So I think the thing for us over the next year is to work on our workforce plans, and how technology will make a difference. There's two sides to this story. So this is a diagram that I've been using with colleagues in the workforce team to look at how we start to work through some of the uncertainties that exist in the system. Map out our workforce, explore uncertainties. There's some phenomenal technologies, but they're going to make no difference if the workforce don't engage with them. It's all very well we saying artificial intelligence is going to help those radiographers. Until the radiographers buy into it, I'm wasting my time. So we're going to do this work, and this is going to be the emphasis. We're not going to be spending the next year doing loads of stuff around sharing records. That's going to be going on in the background, but the emphasis is going to shift to people, to frontline. Now, I went to the ICS exec last week and posed this idea that said, although our digital plan's really good and I'm really, really chuffed that we're working collaboratively, it's not enough. That's my hunch. I need to be more ambitious for the people of Lancashire and South Cumbria, because actually they deserve better than some of the health inequalities and other things that are going on in there. So as a system, we need to make some big decisions. Quite what these big decisions are is for us to collectively agree. My job with my colleagues is to try and stimulate the discussion about where our plan is. The fact we've got a collaborative plan is a fantastic step forward. Now we need to be really ambitious about how we work together as a system. And I've put two scenarios around getting more about getting the basics right, and far, far more if we go into real, real accelerated growth around how we use infrastructure to radically change the way we deliver care. Somebody told me about Amazon the other day, how Amazon, each website you go on is a beta for the next person who comes on the website, and it's constantly improving its customer experience all the time, and you don't even know it's happening. We've also, I don't know if anybody noticed, there was another thing from Amazon around Amazon Comprehend. Has anybody heard of Amazon Comprehend? So it's an out-of-the-box solution. Because we've got a health information exchange with many, many millions of documents already sitting there waiting to be used, by using something that's very simple off the shelf, and I accept there's all the governance and things that need to be worked through, we could now leverage that tool to start for looking for new insights in historic written data and finding out if we've missed anything from those patients that we've seen over the last few months. So to summarise, our really ambitious technical digital strategy will be nothing about digital. It'll be a bit about stuff and a lot about people. Thank you.